car, Luca, woke from a nap 3 hours before his fight. He ate 2 hard-boiled eggs, a handful of raw almonds, and a bran muffin, then drank a bottle of water, and spent 20 minutes stretching on the floor of his single-room apartment in the inner ring of Valtego Station. The moon's desolate, pockmarked dark side loomed large across the upper right corner of his wall screen. Beyond it, the sunlit blue and white marble of Earth hung suspended in the vast black infinity of space. It wasn't a real view, of course, probably not even a live feed, just an old recording. The real views belonged to the expensive premium suites reserved for Valtego's high rollers. They were betting 3-1 against him as of yesterday. He didn't usually follow odds, but Uncle Polly had fake casually dropped that tidbit on him, angling to amp him up. Get the "I'll show those bastards" juice flowing. It had worked all right, not because he cared that some bettors thought he might be a flameout, but because he hated to think that, after the disaster of his most recent match, Uncle Polly might secretly agree with them. Other promising young fighters had been broken by an early loss. He certainly wouldn't be the first. Carr stood, shaking out his limbs and reaching for his warm-up clothes. He didn't need to be reminded of the stakes. He'd been on the city space station for 1.5 years. This 6th and final fight in his contract would determine whether he landed a new deal or found himself on the next flight back to Earth, relegated to fighting in orbital dives reeking of pot, where the vacuum plumbing regularly gave out and big bubbles of pee floated in the bathrooms. He made a face. Not about to happen. He was no planet rat. Carr tapped the cufflink display on his forearm to play something high energy, the neo-urban skid music that was popular Earthside these days, as he packed his bag. Gripper gloves and shoes, cup, mouth guard, fight shorts, a towel, a change of clothes for the press conference and after-party. He zipped up the bag and slung it over his shoulder. After a final look around to make sure he hadn't forgotten anything, he stepped out of his room and navigated the halls of the apartment complex up to the main thoroughfare and into Valtego traffic. The streets were crowded, echoing cavernously with the noise of people and music and cars. Well-dressed couples, families, and packs of young men and women spilled onto the main concourse. When Carr looked up, past the reddish simulated evening light, through the enormous sky windows and into the docking hub, he could see that even more ships had arrived since yesterday. 6 Earth-Mars cargo cyclers, a few private solar sailing yachts, and plenty of commercial passenger craft. It was one of those times when summer in Earth's northern hemisphere coincided with dust storm season on Mars, inciting residents of both planets to travel. Super high season on Valtego.